Well, you might be wondering why we're playing Helen Reddy, I Am Woman, a famous song from a very big artist. Peter Ford joins us with sad breaking news this morning. Good morning, Fordy.
Yeah, this is sad breaking news, and I think we're the first in the world to report it. I've got confirmation from two. I prefer to have three, but I've got two good sources who've confirmed to me that Helen Reddy has died just in the last hour. She was 78 years old. She has been in not great health for several years now. You may be aware that dementia struck her about 3 years ago, and she's been getting progressively worse. I mean, she'd been living, she was going out to things occasionally, being taken to things, but she needed care, and she'd moved into the motion picture retirement home, which is where, I might add, they've had a massive outbreak recently of COVID-19, and I'm hoping it's not related to that. But the Helen Reddy story is an amazing story, and of course, only just in recent weeks, the movie of Helen Reddy's life has just dropped here. It was originally going to be a cinema release, but instead it got picked up by the Stan streaming network. And if you think about the hits that Helen had, well, obviously that great anthem, which will live on forever, ever, which she co-wrote, I Am Woman, but then you've got Delta Dawn, you've got Leave Me Alone, Angie Baby. I mean, she was one of the major female music artists of the 70s and going into the 80s.
She was born in Melbourne, but it's fair to say that she really became an American. Is that a fair thing to say? Even though she saw herself as Australian?
Well, it was always a bit complex. I mean, I've spoken to her and she said that she's always loved Australia, but there's no doubt she took out American citizenship. There's no doubt about that. And I think she always had a kind of a love-hate relationship with Australia. If you've got a really good memory, you might remember when they did a big, I think it was a Royal Command performance, and she was there and Olivia Newton-John was on it and Peter Allen was on it, and she turned up to meet the Queen wearing a tiara, and that was just considered to be gross, basically, to do that in front of the Queen. She's just kind of never had the public warmth and adoration that, say, Olivia Newton-John has still.
Yeah. Well, there's a bit of a reason for that, though, too, Pete, because the reality is she was very prickly and difficult to interview. I mean, here's a bit of Millsy trying to speak to her back in 2018.
So how difficult is it to break a new song in?
It's not difficult at all.
Okay. So what is the song that you like at the present time?
Oh, there's so many. I've sung thousands of songs. I can't, just pull one out of the bag.
Right, okay. And doing interviews like this isn't probably one of your favourite pastimes, by the sounds of things.
At this hour of the morning, with jet lag and everything, it is a bit difficult, I have to confess.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest.
She didn't overdo the charm. I mean, I think that would be very fair to say, even in days gone by. Now, she toured here for the last time about 5-6 years ago, and to be honest, I was at her concert in Melbourne, and she was really struggling with the lyrics. And then for the rest of the Australian tour, I'm not sure if it included Perth or not, they actually brought in auto-cue for her because she just could. It was really, the dementia was really starting to set in. But an amazing career, first woman ever in America to have her own weekly variety TV show. Yeah. She did movies like Pete's Dragon and Airport 75. I mean, she was an amazing success story in lots of different ways. Big stage credits too, right across the West End of London and on Broadway. Mm. But forevermore, history always wants to remember you for just one thing. Yeah. And in her case, it will always be I Am Woman.
So were her parents involved with the industry at all, Peter?
Very much. Max and Stella were great vaudevillians on the Australian circuit. They ended up going into the TV show Bellbird, which is going back in time.
Yeah.
And of course, her half-sister is Toni Lamond, one of our great stage stars,
really?
Who is still going. She's a fair age now, I think 5 or 6 years older than Helen. But yeah, Helen's last few years, of course, have not been great. Then, of course, she had that chapter where she stopped singing totally and she went to live in Norfolk Island and really just wanted to get away from it all. And she was working as a hypnotherapist there. And then she moved back to Sydney for a while, still said, I'm never going to sing again ever. And in fact, it was at Tony's 80th birthday party where everyone convinced her to get up and sing a song for her sister. How can you say no? Mm. And she got up and she thought, I actually liked it. I still can sing. And so she got back into the game and was starting working smaller venues, not big stadiums or anything, but she loved getting out there and performing again. It's an amazing story, and we certainly take our hats off today to Helen Reddy.
Well, despite the grumpiness that we sometimes counted as an interviewee. We honour her career. She was an incredible talent, there's no doubt, and a wonderful Australian. Peter, thank you for your contribution this morning. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Peter Ford. So that's sad news.